So, what's it like to live in a mangrove? How are the 70 plus species of plants able to adapt and grow there? To understand that, we need to learn something about the physical environment of the mangrove and the challenges it poses for organisms that live there. Those challenges include daily inundation by the tides, which leads to low oxygen availability compared to when the tide is out and the forests are surrounded by air. Salinity that tends to suck water out of the cells unless there's a mechanism in place to prevent that, and an unstable, mucky substrate. Let's talk first about the problem of anoxia, or lack of oxygen. Remember that water holds less oxygen than air, so when the trees are flooded with seawater at high tide, they go into oxygen deficit. To deal with periodic tidal inundation every 6 hours or so, they have adaptations to recover that oxygen into their tissues as soon as the tide goes out. And they do this by having special air channels called lenticels all over their stems that quickly allow oxygen into the plant. They also have special roots called pneumatophores that stick up out of the sediment and allow oxygen in as soon as the tide goes out. It's basically like the plant is taking a big breath of air in via mass flow whenever it's not underwater, much like we would do. Plants that live on land where the soil isn't saturated lack these special adaptations, and they just rely on oxygen diffusion from the air spaces in the soil into the root.